Lul Rai Kong, the spokesperson of South Sudan People's Defense Forces, says plans are underway for all the SSPDF captives to be evacuated to Malakal soon.
Let me give hope to those who are in different locations in Wolang and Nasser that the operations to extract you from wherever you are has begun, and it had begun successfully in Bong village. And this is the first successful extraction of our forces. The last one ended in failure and the killing of our general.
Lul advises captives not to oppose the community members who are taking care of them.
But don't go against the local population that have been protecting you. If they agree to escort you, we have what we call emergency mobile protection force we have put in place.
Solana Jeremiah Chua is the chairperson of the Upper Nile States Civil Society Network. He calls upon SPLM, SPLAIO to hand over SSPDF captives to the International Committee of Red Cross for safe evacuation.
We call upon the two sides, in Nasser and also the side of SSPDF, to exercise patience and allow these soldiers who were caught up to the fire, and then for them to respect the international human rights law, like when there is a captive or people who are caught, they have to be respected and then they are handed over to the Red Cross.
Pogbot Baluang, the acting press secretary in the office of the first vice president Riek Machar, says they have identified more than 100 SSPDF captives in Wolang and surrounding villages. He says they are under the protection of SPLMIO forces in the area.
So far, we have listed 108 SSPDF officers. Currently, they have been hosted by the youth and the locals in these areas. They have been taken care of and they are under protection of the SPLMIO forces.
Chua asked the SPLMIO and the White Army to respect the international humanitarian law, ensuring that the captives reach their families safely.
We need also to send a strong message to SPLMIO and then the White Army, for them also to respect the international humanitarian law, to make sure that these people are not harmed and they are taken to their families in a safer way.
The White Army spokesperson promised last week that the SSPDF soldiers would not be harmed by anyone. Onson Chual James now says there is no clear agreement between the White Army and the government on the evacuation of captives. He warns that the lives of SSPDF soldiers will be at risk should a new deployment reach their area.
There is no any proper agreement. So now the government will lift these people with us. Yeah. Yesterday and today morning when we heard that they sent another troop coming toward us. So we were shocked because the government is on the process to take these people from our hand, then to Juba or elsewhere. So now they start another plan. And to be sincere with you, we cannot leave them like the way you guys think because they may get killed anyhow.
Last week, a United Nations helicopter was attacked while attempting to evacuate SSPDF troops in Nasser. A UN pilot, an SSPDF general, and 22 troops died in that attack. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kord, reporting from Juba.